Thanks, Damien. Good afternoon. This morning at 4 a.m., two Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies spotted a 1995 black Dodge Neon near Central Avenue and Murray Road in McKinleyville. They pulled it over for a violation. When deputies spoke with driver 42-year-old Sandra Belise of Fortuna, she claimed to have no ID. Allegedly, a marijuana cigarette was in plain view on the dashboard, and that led to a search of the vehicle, which turned up some items that caused concern, including a check from Coast Central Credit Union with the name of who it was issued to bleached out, credit cards and casino cards in other persons' names, bolt cutters, several pounds of heavy industrial copper wire in the trunk, and interior of the car. The deputies contacted Fortuna Police and learned at least one of the credit cards was reported stolen in a residential burglary. Deputies learned that the Coast Central Credit Union check was reported stolen from a victim's mailbox. Fortuna Police told the deputies that it's an active construction site near her residence and is following up to determine if the copper was stolen from that job site as well. She was arrested for possession of over 1 ounce of marijuana, transportation of marijuana, possession of burglary tools, and stolen property. Her bail set at $25,000. Late last night, Mendocino Sheriff's deputies observed a green Honda Accord fail to stop at a stop sign on the 100 block of Talmadge Road. After that, the Accord's driver decided he wouldn't pull over and led the deputies on a chase. CHP joined the pursuit, which reached 100 miles per hour northbound on Highway 101 and then east on Highway 20. Suspect's vehicle was far from safe, crossing into oncoming traffic lanes and weaving. Took many turns on the different roads until finally leaving the road and driving into the waters of the Eel River. Driver William Jackson IV jumped from the vehicle and ran through the river. After a short foot chase, CHP officers caught him. He had a reason to run. Authorities wanted him for an outstanding warrant for kidnapping and domestic battery in Mendocino County. He also owns a probation out of Santa Clara County for domestic battery. He faces additional charges after yesterday. He's held on no bail. 1 a.m. yesterday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office took a call about a stabbing at a Garberville Hotel, 700 block of Redwood Drive. California Highway Patrol managed to get there first, arresting suspect 40-year-old Paul McCarver. The stabbing victim says he and a friend were in the parking lot when approached by McCarver, who was asking for a carjack. When the two refused, McCarver allegedly became upset and brandished a pair of scissors. A fight broke out, and the victim sustained a half-inch gash to the bicep. McCarver claims his use of the scissors were for self-defense. The charges against McCarver are assault with a deadly weapon, and currently his bail is $50,000. We'll have more KINS News after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
Taking the time to sit on local committees is a way for county supervisors to stay close to ever-changing local issues, but it might be a surprise just how much time a committee can take. We asked Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bohm how much time is spent on average working on committees.
Oh, I would say anywhere between 30 to 40%. I was trying to figure that the other day.
Considering the size and scope of issues facing Humboldt County, that's a sizable chunk. Bone went on to say that serving on state committees is helpful too, even though it's really not for him.
And if you get on some of the state committees that people just love to get on, and I'm begging them, we've got so many problems here locally to take care of. I mean, the state issues scare the heck out of me. So, and I don't want to go to Sacramento. I went to Sacramento last week, so I'm good for the year. But some people like, there's certain people that love that type of thing and that power base, and more power to them. And they do a good job for us down there. And I think if they get down there and get on these, you know, these big committees or statewide committees, because it's very important with us being rural. I mean,
Bone encourages participation in the state committees because we are comparatively a small populated part of California. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.